Blackstone Audio presents Blacklisted by History, the untold story of Senator Joe McCarthy and his fight against America's enemies, by M. Stanton Evans. For my mother, Josephine Stanton Evans, who knew it all along, and for Tierney McCarthy, wherever she may be. Part 1. Third Rail. Prologue. The Search for Joe McCarthy. In the peacetime summer of 1946, the first such summer in half a decade, a State Department official named Samuel Klaus drafted a long confidential memo about the grave security problems that were plaguing the department. This 106-page report, dated August 3rd, contained some startling revelations. It discussed, among other things, the number of Soviet agents said to be on the payroll at State, alleged Communist Party members there, and others in the department described as suspects or sympathizers. In the cases of agents and CP members, some 33 people altogether, the names, one being Alger Hiss, had been compiled by State's security screeners. As for the suspects and sympathizers, numbering more than 90 staffers, the names weren't available yet, as lists were still being assembled. Information of this type, needless to say, was both ultra-secret and of sensational nature. During the crisis of World War II, when the Soviet Union was our ally against the Nazis, comparatively little attention had been paid to the matter of communists in the federal workforce. But in the early post-war era, the alliance with Moscow had rapidly unraveled and was being replaced with a series of hostile confrontations that would be dubbed the Cold War. The presence of CP members or fellow travelers in official jobs, formerly viewed with indulgence or ignored, would look shockingly different in 1946 when Sam Klaus composed his memo. Some 4 years later,